KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:05, it's partly cloudy and 43 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy here today with a high near 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Cass County Sheriff's Office this morning reports a woman from Eastern Iowa was arrested Tuesday on an Atlantic Police Department warrant. 59-year-old Sandra D. Damewood of Newton was taken into custody on the warrant for violation of a no-contact order. Damewood was booked into the Cass County Jail and later released on her own recognizance. And the Creston Police Department reports a man was arrested on a trio of charges Tuesday night. 33-year-old Anthony Wasson of Creston was taken into custody at around 8:20 p.m. at his home. Wasson faces charges that include disorderly conduct, interference with official acts, and assault on an officer. He was being held at the Union County Jail on a $1,600 bond. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education met Tuesday evening at the high school for what would be the last meeting of the retiring board and a gathering of remaining members and those newly elected. Retiring board members included Allison Bruckner and Dr. Keith Swanson. Both were presented with plaques for their 4 years on the board. Swanson commented on the district's financial status before he retired for the evening.
What I would say is when I came on the board 4 years ago, it was with an extreme purpose. And the extreme purpose was to get the finances improved. And I think I have accomplished that. I think we have a very good superintendent. And I think Sarah does an excellent job with the finances. And I think the new board will really appreciate those reports. They are so clear that I don't think we can mess up the finances, okay? Thank you very much for allowing me to serve.
Newly elected board members Laura McLean and Nicholas Hunt were also sworn in, with Hunt attending the meeting via video conference from Colorado. Afterward, the new board approved the reappointment of Sarah Sheeter as board treasurer and secretary. Josh McLaren was elected by a vote of 3-2 for another term as board president, and Christy Pellett was elected as vice president. The new school board voted to keep the regular dates of their meetings as the second Wednesday of the month and the 10 yearly work sessions as the fourth Wednesday of the month. They also opted to change the start time of their meetings from 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. In his report to the board, Superintendent Steve Barber said, "We're very grateful to have the opportunity to offer the aviation curriculum produced by AOPA, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association."
Our vision from day one was to continue to be trained and to offer 4 years of aviation instruction, given the opportunity for kids, the current freshmen, an opportunity by the time they graduate to have 4 years of this curriculum. Given the amount of interest in this course, I feel it is safe to project the need for multiple sections of first-year instruction. It is already planned for Ms. Sontag to, our current instructor, to be trained in the second year and then offer that in the next school year.
The district will make an application to AOPA for the opportunity to train another instructor as well. Superintendent Barber said also there was a construction meeting Monday with regard to progress on the district's athletic facilities projects. During the meeting, they learned construction was a little bit behind due to whatever reason, such as the weather. But if you've been by the baseball and softball fields, you may have noticed there's a lot of work been done. The district received a report on soil compaction Tuesday evening, which Barber said means they're getting closer to setting the footing for the baseball and softball concession stand, restroom, and storage building.
The goal is to demo and get those two concession stands up by fall. If we get the pads poured, obviously we'll have to put the plumbing in underneath and the electrical. But if we get the pads poured prior to the frost, they can build that concession stand when it is cold, because they can create a little shelter in there to keep the temperatures at an appropriate level. And if we get to that particular point before frost comes out in the spring, that'll be an accomplishment for us.
And students from the Denison High School participated in a walkout Tuesday in protest of a recent incident at the school involving teacher Crystal Holt using the N-word. More than 75 students wearing red and black gathered around the Wall of Pride monument in front of the school, holding up posters and signs and chanting,
"We want justice! We want justice! We want justice! We want justice!"
And Holt says her use of the word was not a racial slur, as it was not directed as a person or an individual, and the word was instead used to teach and help people understand the seriousness of racism in a capital punishment case. Denison High School senior Chris Espino gave a speech during the protest as he held up a signed petition.
We, the students who have signed this petition, want a supportive educational environment for all students, educators, and staff. And we stand firmly behind this belief.
Espino called for a full evaluation from an outside organization of all issues related to diversity in the school.
Internal investigations sweep many of the problems under the rug, allow people off the hook. We can't let it happen this time. We, therefore, everyone in this petition is asking that we get a full evaluation from an outside organization of all issues related to diversity in the school.
Denison Superintendent Mike Pardon said they're working on the internal investigation at this time, and until the investigation is finished, he cannot comment any further. Law enforcement, along with other administration, were present to monitor the protest, which lasted about 35 minutes before the students headed back to class. The news was brought to you this hour by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by their office at 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.